the Eric in the Morning podcast. What's the best way to pay your ComEd bill? Whichever way works best for you. Choose from a variety of ways to pay at ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
Welcome to the Eric in the Morning podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Can't remember if it was an email or the internet asking me, but our first installment of Yo Internet, What's Up is coming up on the Eric in the Morning list, but we got to solve this.
Okay.
Ketchup all over, ketchup on the side, 5 votes. That's what we're looking for. Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
Now, first of all, Sandy, thank you for being a part of the 530 Club. We appreciate it.
Every day, I love you guys.
Oh, and you know what? And thank you to all of you for being a part of the 530 Club. This is going to blow you away. Every single phone line was busy.
Really?
Oh, wow. That hasn't happened since 2012.
Hey. Yeah, you had a hot topic.
It's a good question.
It's been crazy. Are you going back to work, Sandy, or what are you doing?
I've been working this whole time, but I am heading into work right now.
You know what? God bless you. I'm about to get on the bandwagon of people. Go back to work. Mm. It's time. Your employers are doing a good job of keeping things sanitized. I'm about to. I know Whip won't get on that board, but I'm on that.
Well, I think it depends on the situation.
I'm on that. No, I'm on that.
A blanket
ship.
Statement.
I'm blanketing.
No.
Sandy, does your ketchup go on the side or over the top?
It goes on the side.
On the side.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Have you ever gone over the top?
So my husband is always on the top. Like, he has to put it all over the fries, and it makes me crazy.
Right.
And it's too messy.
I'll bet with your husband, tell me I'm right on this one, Sandy, I bet there's a lot of finger licking. Am I right? Yep.
Yes.
Yep. He spends most of his time eating his fries and licking his fingers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, which, you know, this, it's just not safe.
That's
let alone
true.
Go back to work.
You don't know
that's
what
not safe.
Are.
Yeah. All right, so you say on the side is all five of our votes said on the side is the way to go with your ketchup.
Wow, all five?
All five. That's how we do it here in Chicago. Whip, you pull into your neighborhood speedway like we just heard.
Yeah.
You're going to get a snack. What do you get?
I think I want maybe even the jumbo size of the almond Snickers bar.
Okay. Almond Snickers bar.
I know. It's right. A little bit fancy.
All right.
Wow.
Violetta.
When I go on a road trip, I do a Slim Jim combo mixture. I take a bite of Slim Jim, pop a combo in. You know, like the pretzel with the cheese inside?
Understood. Mm-hmm.
It's delicious.
Understood. Yeah. Hey, Lynn, you're kind of on the same boat there, right?
Oh, yes. Combos all the way.
Combos. Combos. And Noreen, you guys should ride together. Noreen, you get what? Hi, Noreen.
Hi.
Yo, no.
Hi, I get the Slim Jim.
Slim Jim, there you go.
Try those two together, I swear. It's
now,
delicious.
I have a question. Karen, your gas station snack is what?
A pepperoni stick.
How is that different from a Slim Jim?
It's kind of the same thing, but we used to call them pepperoni sticks, and they're hard to find.
Hard to find. Hmm. Yeah. Pepperoni
sticks. Like classic.
Well, now there's a shortage of pepperoni. I bet they're impossible
that
to find.
That could be it, yeah. Phil, best gas station snack?
A big bag of teriyaki beef jerky.
Teriyaki
yes.
beef jerky. That'll get you for miles down the road, but you better find yourself a rest stop.
Yay.
Think you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hi, Gianni.
Hi, corn nuts.
Corn nuts.
Yes, you only eat those on road trips.
How do I like my corn in nut form? That's how I like it. All right, now I've always wondered about this because I almost bought one of these the other day at number three, Mike.
12-hour old hot dog.
I just wanted to try just to see what it was like.
You'd be getting off at the next gas station for sure.
Little
there
tough.
You go.
Little tough, yeah. Number two, Tony, your gas station snack.
Well, my gas station snack is kind of a combo now. It's I get myself one of those like little pecan pies and a Playboy.
And a Playboy. Yeah. not for much longer, Tony.
A magazine?
Swanee doesn't like Tony. I love Tony.
I do too.
Can put Tony on every day of the week. I love Tony. And finally, in at number one, your gas station snack, Eldon.
Yes, you know you struck gold when you sort through all those moon pies and find a bacon-flavored moon pie.
Bacon-flavored moon pie.
Ooh.
I don't even think I know what a bacon-flavored moon pie is, Eldon.
You know, you just got to be lucky. You know, you talked earlier about winning the lottery. You win the lottery when you find one of those bacon-flavored moon pies.
Oh.
It actually sounds unappealing to me as opposed to appealing, but you say I'd love it, huh?
Absolutely.
Anything with bacon, pretty much, I think, is a given.
All right, some bacon-flavored moon pies. We'll be trying those. What do we have for Eldon? Like, I saw on Instagram somebody that I met in London one time, a long time ago, is now in the Greek islands.
Ooh, that sounds so
Because Europeans are traveling everywhere.
Well,
they're just, it's a whole different world. Remember how bad it was in Italy when this whole COVID-19 thing started? Remember, Italy was the story.
Yeah.
You don't hear a peep out of Italy anymore.
Well, you know, it's a complicated matter because they controlled it.
Right. They did. You don't hear a peep out of them anymore.
Right.
They're back to business as usual. Over here, we're a disaster.
That's the point.
312-233-1019. Juliana.
Yes.
You could go anywhere right now. If you got the free pass, it's taking an emotional toll, not traveling. Where would you go?
I would go to the Dominican Republic because we've tried to go three different times this year, and each time it's been canceled.
Is it a girls' trip?
No, it's me and my husband. We were trying to go in June, or first in March, and then we pushed back to June, and then October, thinking, yay, hopefully October comes along, and no.
Still nothing.
Aw, man.
Still nothing. Cannot get to the Dominican. Still nothing. You would go where, Bob, right now?
We are going to Disney World in 2 weeks.
You are going to go?
We are going, yeah.
Okay.
We've had it planned since January.
All right.
So, they've given us like three different upgrades. We took like $500 off of our flights. It's bonus.
I think I remember reading that Disneyland is only allowing one family in at a time, so it's going to be you. You got your free run of the place.
That's right. That's huge.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I don't, under normal circumstances, I don't know that I would go there.
Maybe now this is the time. I think it's limited capacity.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Yeah, that's the joke. Hi, Mark.
Yeah.
If you could go anywhere right now, where would you go?
We were supposed to leave in 2 weeks for Scotland.
Scotland.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Were you going there to golf or just eat bad food?
Golf and sip scotch.
Yep. Yes, Scotland, the home of golf, the home of bad food, and the home of bodybuilding.
Well, and cute men that might save you if you're like trapped by some sheep on the road.
No, that's not there either. No. I've been there. Those people don't exist.
Oh, okay.
Lynn, where are you going?
I was supposed to be in Scotland next month, and they canceled the trip.
You should have gone with the previous caller. The two of you could have gone together.
Wow.
Well, now every time I see a plane go overhead, I kind of cry a little bit.
Yeah. Oh.
So they're not letting us in right now, right? Europe, we're banned from there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can go over to the UK, but we have to quarantine for 14 days when we get there.
That's right.
And what was the reason for Scotland?
I went a couple of years ago and fell in love with it. I was kind of hoping to get lost this time and, find a cave and
check
out.
Get yourself an old castle and never leave.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Old Scottish castle. Horrible weather.
If you don't like rain.
Yeah. And cold and wind. hi there, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
Is this Smokes?
No, it's not Smokes.
Oh.
Melissa, where would you travel right now?
We would travel to Colorado. My husband yesterday was calculating how many PTO hours it would take him to get a whole week's vacation.
A lot of math. Yeah. Was he able to come up with the exact number?
He decided that it would take him like 4 years to come up with enough time.
Yeah, well, we might be fine by then. Fingers crossed.
Oh, gosh.
Everything should be fine in 4 years.
Yeah, I hope.
Anybody listening who hurt themselves while drinking. Niall Horan sustains painful foot injury after downing 6 pints of beer. That's a lot of beer. But he's Irish, so that's just considered lunch.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, that's a lot.
Could you drink 6 pints of beer? Pints.
I can't drink 6 pints, but I know guys that drink like 24 packs.
Oh my God. get new friends.
Yeah,
get them into treatment.
Can they call?
Yeah. Hi, Chris.
Yeah, during this quarantine, I recently was drinking and slipped off my deck. I tore off my big toenail and tipped my tooth and ruptured a disc in my back.
Okay, hold on.
What?
So you're drinking and you fell off the deck. Was there no railing?
There was no railing. It was like slippery. It's like a few steps.
Yeah.
Jacket.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Fell off the deck, chipped a tooth, ruptured a disc in your back, lost a toenail. Which of those three was the most painful?
Probably the toenail.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Toenails hurt. You mess with a toenail.
That's true.
That is bad stuff.
A lot of stuff, yeah.
Was that an emergency room visit for you, Chris?
Yes, it was.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And any long-term repercussions? Are we talking any type of surgeries?
No surgeries. Just I can't wear flip-flops for a while.
Yep, yep.
Oh, man.
And most importantly, what were you drinking and how much?
We were drinking salted caramel whiskey on the rocks.
That's dangerous.
Oh, boy.
Because it's delicious.
Oh, boy. Celtic caramel whiskey?
Yes.
Salted caramel.
Yeah, are you saying salted? Yeah.
Salted or salted. Celtic, like Celtic?
Like salted, like salted caramel.
Oh, that's delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is good. Have a little bit of that on the rocks. And by a little bit, I mean like six of them. Next thing you know, you're falling off decks.
Totally.
312-233-1019. Hey, JR.
Hey, how you doing?
Injured yourself while drinking?
Yeah, a couple mimosas, and I was chopping firewood while camping. So
now, wait a minute, stop. Yeah,
there's
stop.
So much wrong there.
When you're drinking, the next move should not be firewood chopping.
But also, the firewood chopping is so manly, and the mimosas.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, man, you know, I've had a couple of mimosas.
We were going to.
Right, and a poached egg. And,
in the woods.
Right. I think I'll go chop some firewood now.
Right.
And what happened?
Oh, no.
The tip of the axe shanked off. The log I was splitting and went right into my ankle. And I went, huh, that's interesting. And
you took an axe to the ankle after enjoying a mimosa and poached eggs in the woods.
Yep.
And again, the reaction was,
yeah.
Yeah, the reaction was, well, that's interesting.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I know it wasn't the most manly of breakfast, so I decided I had to man up.
Yeah.
Got me up and chop some wood. Now I'm light one ankle.
Wow.
Hurt while drinking, Amy.
Hello. Yes, my husband actually went back to his fraternity house and thought he was perhaps 21 again, fell into a hole and broke his leg. And when he called to tell me, my response was, I'm pregnant. So 13 years later, every time he limps when the weather changes or anything else, I don't feel bad.
He fell into a hole.
Yes.
Can't happen to anybody.
Why? Why were there holes in the ground around the fraternity?
Well, the worst part is he locked himself out of the fraternity house about 3 a.m, so he's walking around the front to try to get back in and fell in a hole.
Oh.
Well, Eric, the holes are where we keep the pledges. Oh, okay.
Okay, makes sense now.
Yo, Internet. What's up? Some crazy 30-something woman answering a question on the Internet, and I think she's drunk, popping pills, and might have hit her head really hard.
Oh, really?
Right, just to, by the way she's talking. But the question the internet asked her that we asked 10 people off the air, 5 men and 5 women, is what's the ideal height for a dude?
Mm.
And then we decided, in the interest of fairness, what's the ideal height for a woman?
Okay.
I was going to say chick, but that's not, it's very, that's although not, they called us dudes.
Yeah. You could be a chick. Being a chick's a good name.
Yeah, plus the Dixie Chicks, they just changed themselves to the Chicks.
That's true. Samantha, what is the ideal height for a dude?
6 feet.
6 feet. All right, so if he's 5'8", he's too short. If he's 6'2", he's too tall.
6 is ideal, yeah.
6 is the ideal height.
All right.
Are you in a relationship?
I am.
With a dude?
Yes.
How tall is the dude?
5'10".
Uh-oh, so he's not ideal.
Yeah.
You could use one more inch, right?
Yeah, a little stretching. That'd be 2 more inches. 5'10 to 6 foot.
Oh, it's not to 10, huh? Yeah, there's 12 inches.
That's all right. Reset.
That's all
reboot.
Right. Somebody else has hit her head and had a couple of drinks this morning.
Recalibrate.
Yes.
Hey, Shane.
Hi.
Hi. What is the ideal height for a chick?
I would say 5'10".
5'10".
Ah, wow.
5'10". Wow.
That is a tall woman.
Wow. What caused you to settle on 5'10" as the ideal height for a woman?
Well, I'm 6'3", so I don't know. It's about About right.
Right.
You sound 6'3".
Yeah, you need a woman a little bit taller. Have you ever dated a shorter woman, like a 5 foot tall woman?
Yeah.
Yeah. She was, I think, like 5'2". It worked out. It didn't work out.
Yeah. I can tell from the tone.
Well, don't hold it against all of us shorties.
It probably didn't work out because of height issues.
That was it.
Yeah. How tall are you, Violetta?
I say I'm 5'1", but I'm probably 5 foot.
5 foot tall.
Yeah.
We spoke to five men and five women off the air in a secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll to answer the internet's question, what's the ideal height for a dude? You want to go women first or men first? The average, what our respondents said.
I like to go women first.
All right. What do you think the five guys said was the ideal height for a woman? We took all five answers. We averaged them out.
I would say like 5'4".
5'4". Whip.
5'6".
5'7".
Oh.
What? Well, that's just really tall.
Sorry, Violetta.
That's really tall.
You got a long way to go.
7-inch heels.
One of these days, you'll grow up and be a big girl.
Yeah.
5'7". What do you think is the ideal height for a dude? Five women were asked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We averaged those out. The ideal height for a dude. Violetta.
I got to go like 5'10".
5'10".
5'10", yeah.
I'll go with 6 foot on the nose, like the caller said.
6 foot is exactly right.
That's too much man for me.
The perfect pairing, a 6 foot man and a 5'7" woman. The ideal height, internet.
Tell me what's trending.
That's right.
Video sending.
Agree or disagree.
That's Miller ending.
Yo, internet. What's up, 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 up. We were just talking the ideal height for men and the ideal height for women. The internet asked, yo, internet, what's up? And somebody said, well, what's the ideal height for a dude? It came in at 6 foot, according to our unscientific survey.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'11".
Okay.
You're
almost
taller.
There.
Yeah. You seem taller to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have said your big personality.
Maybe that's it. I would have said like 6'1", 6'2". I don't know.
No way.
Well, I swear.
Yeah, you do seem really tall.
My son is 6'2", and he towers over me.
Maybe that's where I would got confused. I don't know.
The ideal height for a woman is 5'7", which really is throwing Violetta, who's 4'6".
Yes.
Yeah, I'm fun-sized.
Yeah.
That's right.
And it reminded me, I saw on Overheard in Chicago, if you follow them on Instagram, Violetta loves them.
Oh, they're so funny.
There's a picture of a guy in a bar talking to a woman. And they, you know, he's face to face, but what you don't see is he's way up on his tiptoes.
Yeah.
Like he's standing on his tiptoes so she doesn't notice.
I love it. It's a full fledged video. Someone's like sneaking on them, and it's in a bar in Chicago, and he's on his tiptoes, just like trying to talk to her, like pretending he's not
looking
about to fall down.
Mm-hmm. Which I do all the time in pictures, like family pictures, because, you know, my brothers are 6'7 and 6'5.
Oh, so you're the short one of your family.
Yeah, I'm way short.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, so I have to do that a lot. Or I always try to make sure we take pictures on a hill.
Ah, good
so
idea.
That I'm on the top of the hill.
Smart.
There are a bunch of celebrities where there's a pretty big disparity in height. Like, for example, Kevin Hart and his wife and Nico.
Yeah.
So he's 5'4", she's 5'6".
Oh, that's wow.
2 inches, which I'm looking at them side by side, and, you know, she's in heels a lot. So
yeah.
It's a good 6-inch difference.
That's the problem. If you're a girl and you're dating someone short, like, can you wear heels? You just feel bad towering over them, I think.
Like, for example, did you know Mark Wahlberg's wife is taller than him?
Really?
No, I didn't know that.
Mark Wahlberg is 5'8", and his wife, Rhea, is 5'9", so only an inch. But again, in heels.
Right, that makes a difference.
She looks 2 or 3 or 4 inches taller than him.
Oh.
I would have never guessed that. Although we've been fortunate enough to meet Mark. And
does he look short in real life?
I guess he was significantly shorter than me. I understand. Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas.
Yeah, that one I see all the time, and they don't seem to care.
Joe's 5'6", Sophie's 5'8".
She's tall.
Yeah, she's very tall. And they just had the baby, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she's in heels. You can figure that out. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban. She's a couple inches taller than him.
Yeah, okay. She is.
Daniel Radcliffe and Aaron Dark. She's 3 inches taller than him.
Whoa.
He's only 5'4".
He's miniature.
Really? He's Kevin Hart's size, apparently.
Daniel Radcliffe. This is kind of interesting. Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden. Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden. Of course, Benji Madden from what band, Whip?
Good Charlotte.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know the difference there? You know, she disappeared from sight.
She has, like, by choice, I think, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they had a baby.
Yeah, they did.
I think.
Cameron Diaz is 5'9". Benji Madden is 5'5".
Oh, wow.
What?
Okay.
That is dramatic.
Yeah.
If he was taller, he'd go by Benjamin, not
right.
Benji.
Benji.
And there's a picture of him where it appears that she's shorter than him. But then they expand out, and you can see she's all crouched down.
Oh, okay. Is he wearing some, like, punk platform shoes or something? Yeah.
Benji Madden, Good Charlotte. I haven't heard them in a long time. Mixed Morning Mindbender, Shoe Time.
I love shoes.
What woman doesn't?
I know.
You know, it's rare you run into a woman and go, nah, I don't like shoes.
It's very rare.
Does your wife like shoes?
She loves shoes.
The average woman owns how many pairs of shoes? Like, what would you guess, Whip? You're a guy. You don't know this stuff.
I'm going to go with, like 30.
30. Well, what would you guess, Violetta, as a woman who's a shoe horse?
I'm not a shoe horse. It's just, you have so many different seasons, you know? So I'm going to go 100.
100.
Whoa.
100. Wow. Robert, how many pairs of shoes does the average woman own?
I'm thinking about 11. My mom came back with like 3 pairs yesterday from the store. I'm like, what the heck?
11?
Right. That makes sense. I can go 3 pairs in 3 years.
Yeah,
no,
right.
No. That's not enough. That's not enough. How many pairs of shoes does the average woman own, Janelle?
I would say 50 pairs.
50? No. That's surprisingly too many. Do you have 50 pairs of shoes, Janelle? Be honest.
I do.
You do.
Well, between the flip-flops, the boots, the gym shoes, there's just so many.
I know. All my boots.
Right.
All my flip-flops.
Well, they're on sale at DSW. I got crazy deals.
There you go. I'm liking my number right now, by the way. I'm liking my odds here.
Let's see. Melissa.
Hi. Is it 30 pairs?
30. Too many. Whip was doing the happy dance over there.
Too many.
Too many.
Wow.
The average woman owns how many pair of shoes, Jennifer?
20.
I'm sorry?
20.
Exactly right. 20 pair of shoes is Violetta's like,
no.
Please.
20 for each season. They miss answer the question.
That's what I bought this weekend. I bought 20 pair this weekend. How many would you say you have, Jennifer?
I'm with Violetta. I think I have 20 for the season.
Uh-huh. Now, I'm going to throw something else at you. I want you to think carefully on this one. You ready?
Yeah.
So the average woman will own 20 pair of shoes, but will only wear how many?
Oh, that's
how many
the
will
thing.
You only wear?
That's the thing.
What do you think?
I'm going to go half. 10.
5 pair.
Yeah.
According to the survey, the average woman owns 20, but only wears 5.
Like, I was going to wear some loafers today, right? I put them on. I walked in my house for a little bit in them. I'm like, no. And I put them back, and I just wore my standard sandals.
90% of women say they have shoes that have never once left the closet. Is that true for you, Jennifer?
It is. I have some in boxes.
Yep, tucked in the back. No reason to even have them, but for some reason you do.
Do you have, like, bedroom shoes?
Who wears shoes in the bedroom? Unless
like
they're
that
doing
you,
something weird.
Yeah, like that. Like you only wear, like, you know, a special occasion.
Like some stilettos or something?
Yeah,
like you're
for
in
like
a
Valentine's porn? Day. Like, for like what? Valentine's
like,
Day.
Like if you're at the Sybaris, Jennifer. Jeez.
She might.
I'm sorry you even were asked that question. Man, oh man.
Sorry, new answer 21.
Yeah. Jennifer's like, can I just have a prize? Suddenly, Violetta's got me in an episode of Silk Stockings. Wrong with you. Jeez.
Like if you have over the knee boots, you can't really wear those out.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, it's Wednesday. And you know what we do on Wednesdays. And Jennifer's like, hang on, I got to go put on my shoes.
Yeah.
I got to go put on the work boots. I know you have that work boot fantasy going right now. The heck. I can remember when I was about 9, my dad had me operating a log splitter by myself.
Oh.
I can remember that vividly. And if you split them the wrong way, the logs would literally explode like right into your shit, right into your shins.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Sorry. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, you're having some memory lane right in front of our eyes here.
Wow.
Choking
and up. I am willing to bet that at no point in his entire life did Whip's parents ever put him in harm's way. Like, I'll bet, you know, they had a backyard pool. I bet your whip wasn't allowed outside unless you had four life vests on.
No, that's probably pretty true. I'm trying to think of anything scary. I really didn't have anything scary.
Your parents had you buckled into seatbelts before seatbelts were cool.
Maybe. But you know what? To defend them a little bit, they also were smoking in the front seat.
All right.
All right, yeah.
So that's a little something.
Rebels.
Mom faces backlash after taking two-year-old deer hunting. It's time for an installment of My Unsafe Parents. Growing up. Rick, your unsafe parents.
Yeah, when I was about 7 years old, my dad took me golfing in the wintertime and made me crawl out onto the ice and grab all the golf balls.
Oh.
Send you out on frozen lakes. We're uncertain the thickness of the ice, but grab me that Titleist out there.
You're small enough. It's not going to break.
Exactly.
Right.
Oh, God.
Dad, would you mind at least at the very least tying a rope to me? Nah, you're fine.
Not necessary. Waste of time.
You're fine. I don't have a rope. Get out there.
Oh, my God.
My unsafe parents, Mary.
Hi, yeah. I was one of nine kids raised in Wheaton, and there's a well-known railroad crossing where you have to go up one hill and then the railroad cross, and then you go down the other end. And my mother would let us sit in the back of the station wagon with the hatchback open and with our legs dangling, and she would rev it up and go up, and we'd go flying up in the air, and we'd land back down. And I'm one of nine kids, and we all survived.
Oh, wow. So,
it's like your very own roller coaster.
Right, save money on the amusement park.
Right, that hasn't been sanctioned.
Oh, right.
God.
Yeah. Yeah, they might fall out. They might not.
Whatever.
It's fine. My unsafe parent, Sean.
Yes, my dad, when I was 16 years old, we moved into a house with a swimming pool. He wanted me to help him empty it, so I was bailing water out while there was an electric pump in the pool. And every time I touched something metal, I would get electrocuted. And I told my dad that, and with his Irish brogue, he was looking at the pump, looking at me, looking at the pool, looking at the metal. He goes, keep on bailing and don't touch anything metal.
Right. Yeah, that's his answer to it. Just don't touch anything metal.
Exactly.
Seems like an easy solution to me.
Cut and dry.
Oh, my God.
Maybe if you weren't so stupid touching metal stuff, this wouldn't happen. All right. Whatever you say, Dad. Hey, Bob, my unsafe parents.
Hey, when we were little, my parents let us play with gasoline in the backyard. We were always allowed to burn stuff. We were pretending we were in the Army. And our only warning was don't burn yourself and leave enough gas for the lawnmower.
That's right.
Oh, my
Dad,
God.
We are so bored. All right, I'm going to start some fires.
Oh, my God.
I think there's some gas in the garage, but if you use all of it, I can't mow the lawn.
Oh, my
there's
going
to be trouble.
Wow.
My unsafe parents.
Here's an axe, kid. Go chop a tree.
All right.
Learn to swim with sharks in the sea. Got a power tool. When I was three,
right.
My unsafe parents seemed safe to me.
The Mix. The Eric in the Morning podcast. What's the best way to pay your ComEd bill? Whichever way works best for you. Choose from a variety of ways to pay at ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.